1987, Hazy Shade of Winter single from mm-hmm. the soundtrack of one of the most depressing movies ever made, Less Than Zero.
Pretty much.
Written by Paul Simon, produced by Rick Rubin. Steve Bartek of Oingo Boingo played acoustic guitar. I'm just trying to get some things in there to just, anybody could read this, but it's kind of nice to have it all in one place.
Well, I'd also need to add then George Jakulius was really the steady presence in the studio for that.
Tell this dummy who that is.
George Jakulius, he was kind of Rick's sidekick slash...
Oh, right. Rick Rubin.
Yeah, Rick Rubin. He more than a, you know, he was like his assistant sort of at the mm-hmm. time, but a little more elevated than that. But he was so fantastic and supportive of us in the studio that there was a moment where Rick kind of just kept bowing out. And George was the constant, and he stayed the distance on that song. And we ended up going back into A&M Studios, and the intro to Hazy Shade, we kind of added in the studio. It has that arpeggio with the keyboard and the sort of out of time.
Yes.
Thing. Mm-hmm. Rick Rubin hated that.
Really? So
he hated it. He thought it was so not rock. Perhaps it was not rock, but so then when the guitar riff kicks in, you know, we have that little backwards swoosh, and then the guitar riff, that was too produced for his taste, I think, at the time, which I totally get. He didn't like it,
but you liked it.
Yes, I did like it. I liked the spaciness of it. It felt a little dreamy. I thought it was appropriate, and it was really fun. And that was a really enjoyable song to arrange vocally. Again, Paul Simon, one of my heroes. It was just a beautiful song.
I was going to ask you how much you contributed to song arrangements, and you're answering without me asking you.
Well, the arrangements, it depends on what era Bangle you're talking about. Mm-hmm. We were very involved. I was always very hands-on with vocal harmony arrangements. It's something that I love doing.
You divvied up the parts for everybody?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, it wasn't even like, here, you sing this, although it did come to that at certain times. But it's funny because actually the four of us singing together, if you just put us in a room and said, here's the note, we would fall into place and we would pretty much find our comfort zone. Yeah, everyone did that pretty naturally. I mean, every now and then we would tweak it. And I have to, again, I'm giving David Kahn credit for some of the less traditional vocal chords that we created. He would throw in, he would say, just wait, okay, just sing this note. Just give me that. And then he would create this chord around it, and it would be sort of that dissonant sound, you know. He was really good at that. I was probably a little more straightforward, Beach Boys, Cowsills, Beatles.
Nothing wrong with that.
That was my vocal schooling, but yeah.
But Wikipedia says that you had to trim a lot of Hazy Shade of Winter out, and they actually talked you out of saying vodka and lime.
I don't know who they are.
Yeah, I don't either.
To be honest, I think that idea actually came from us. We were very protective of things like not allowing cigarette companies to sponsor our tour or Bud Light. We were trying to be really responsible on that level in a way that sounds just completely ridiculous these days. But so I believe that actually that was not a record company decision. My memory is that we decided to do that, to cut that little moment out of that bridge.
You'd been singing it live since 1983. Was it hard to change the arrangement after that and on stage?
No, because you just do it in the studio and then you learn it that way. And we actually, in recent years, have been performing that song. We actually been starting the show with that song for a long time, and we would do the full version.
Kind of reminds me of how Rod Stewart's version of the chorus of The First Cut is the Deepest became the standard for Sheryl Crow's version, but Cat Stevens' version was longer and better.
Yeah.
His was better. Now, in this case, you I think you made it better. It needed to be more concise.
I guess. It's funny. You're right. And the last two times we performed it, the record version. I was enjoying going back to the Paul Simon version. And I actually had an opportunity to ask him, did it bother you that we edited that? Because it's kind of a little bit of a bold thing to do, you know, to chop up somebody's, you know, especially a songwriter like Paul Simon, and to make a change like that. And he was like, yeah, it's fine. He couldn't care less. It was fine with him.